local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Humidity's up and temperatures up by 10 degrees from this time yesterday. 74 now. We'll get more from Dr. Bill's forecast and traffic all coming up next right here on Mobile Mornings.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and an event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect isolated showers today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 70. And tomorrow, isolated showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, now on the scene of an accident southbound I-65 between Highway 45 and Moffett Road. No injuries involved, but wreckers are on the way. Looks good still as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, light traffic along Highway 90. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Fernito Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course offer all things hemp. If you're suffering from extra anxiety or depression, they can help. They're now also offering curbside service. Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 708 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, will join us talking about rain and then some more rain in the mix. And hey, I'll take it. I'll take it for our yards. I'll take it to get rid of the pollen. I'll just take it. All right, coming up on in just about an hour from now, Jeff Poore joins us. Lots to talk about with Jeff. We'll talk about the national story, of course, surrounding the fight against coronavirus, but we'll drill into what this means in Montgomery as Governor Ivey is delayed now. The deal here for a, and I don't want people to mistake this. These aren't private prisons. That's a whole other issue here. This would be private companies building structures, prison structures, then we, the people of Alabama, would rent that structure from the private company for some period of time. I don't know how the contract would be laid out, but you know, you'd think that the prison probably has to have the people making it probably have to have a long-term contract because they can't turn around and rent it out to a Taco Bell or something if we're not there. But we would staff it with ADOC employees and obviously the prisoners being there. But we'll talk about the price tag of that and some of what's being done in Montgomery. Even though the legislature is not gaveled in, executive branch is working and what they could do on that. Let's look at it by the numbers here like we do at the beginning of each hour, and national numbers right down to our local counties in the fight against COVID-19. Yesterday, I think one of the deadliest days, if not the deadliest day, for the United States.
Yeah,
the
United States now up to 12,857 deaths from COVID-19 as of this morning, and over 400,000 cases of coronavirus. New York, still the hardest hit of any state, and they're up to now 142,384 total cases and 5,489 total deaths. Now, yesterday, I believe, was New York's worst day as far as the death toll from the virus. But in some good news, it does look like the number of patients that are having to be put on ventilators, the number of new patients admitted, are both starting to drop from their peak just a few days ago. Now, of course, we'll want to see that number continue to drop over the next few days, and hopefully that means that we're heading down the other side of the slope in New York.
Yeah, that's what Dr. Fauci said, and Jerome Adams as well, Surgeon General, said that this would be our Pearl Harbor week, our peak week.
And here closer to home, Louisiana seems to have been hit hardest per capita and are being hit right now. Louisiana now up to 16,284 total cases and 582 total deaths. Yesterday alone, Louisiana added 1,417 new cases of coronavirus.
So they are averaging, like you said earlier this morning, about 1,500. I think it was 1,800 on Monday and 1,500. They are, Louisiana is adding, the number of new cases daily is darn near what the total number of cases have been in Alabama. They're doing that daily. And I want to point out, too, as we break this down, why we keep focusing on Louisiana, 582 deaths in Louisiana from COVID-19. California, think about the population difference, 450. Actually, California, 17,620 total cases. Louisiana, 16,284 total cases. It is a real bad situation. I mean, we're all dealing with this, every state, but I look over to Louisiana, my heart breaks for them because it is absolutely just going logarithmically, it seems, day in and day out with the number of new cases.
And there have been some bad stories from over there. I was just reading one about an elderly woman who passed away due to COVID-19, along with three of her sons that also died.
Oh my gosh.
Because of coronavirus. And you can see, you can find stories about that, like that, from all over the country, and especially in Louisiana right now. But when you look at the total number of tests that have been counted, which I believe is still low, the official count nationally, because so many places, I think, weren't counting negative tests. Initially, they were just sending the positive tests. That has since changed, but we're now for sure over the 2 million mark in total tests across the country. New York leads the way with 340,000 tests, and you look at Louisiana, they've had over 74,000 people tested now. When you go down the list of each state, they are all in the tens of thousands of tests that have been performed. But when you get down to Alabama, we're still sitting right around 15,000 total tests, which is lower than most states until you get down to Oklahoma, Rhode Island, District of Columbia, which have a lot fewer cases at this point, too. So I think a lot of the number of total cases in a state has a lot to do with the number of tests performed in that state as well. So I'm not sure how accurate right now the total number of confirmed COVID. Well, the confirmed cases are one thing, but I'm not sure how accurate the total number of cases truly is at this point. When you look locally, right now in Alabama, there's 2,197 confirmed cases in the state, 39 deaths reported from COVID-19. There have been, like I said a minute ago, 14,765 total tests performed, 271 hospitalizations in the state since March 13th, and in Mobile County right now, 202 confirmed cases with 6 deaths due to COVID-19, 42 cases in Baldwin County with 1 death, 7 cases in Washington County with 1 death, 10 cases now in Clark County, 5 in Monroe County, 3 in Escambia, 6 in Choctaw, 2 in Conecuh, and 13 cases in Wilcox County.
Wow. 715 FM Talk 106.5. Also, as we talk about the local story around COVID-19, Dale Leash reporting at Landiap, the city of Mobile has yet to enact hazard pay for first responders during the COVID-19 crisis, despite neighboring municipalities paying time and a half to police and firefighters. That's one of our questions this morning. Should, if public safety gets hazard pay, so what would you say for cashiers, other people that are on the front lines of this? You could talk about all the different people that are still essential and working out there on the front lines. Is there a reason for them to demand hazard pay? I heard a national story last night that the federal government might push for something like this to fund hazard pay as well for jobs. We'll talk about that coming up. In sports?
In sports, we'll talk about whether or not college football will go on as scheduled. Of course, none of us know right now, but coaches across the country are giving their input. I'll let you know what Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy thinks will happen with the college football season, as well as what North Carolina head coach Mac Brown is saying.
All right, that's all straight ahead. And another day in the fight against coronavirus and President Trump speaking about it. Bob Constantini from Westwood One with more.
The president revealing that numbers of cases and deaths are generally turning downward or have lower trajectories.
We have to thank the American people for continuing to follow our guidelines on slowing the spread.
In some states, however, as many as half the coronavirus deaths are among African Americans. Dr. Anthony Fauci pointing out certain health issues affecting blacks more than other groups make fighting the illness that much harder.
Diabetes, hypertension, obesity, and asthma with coronavirus, they are just those very comorbidities that are unfortunately disproportionately prevalent in the African American population.
In Louisiana, blacks make up 70% of coronavirus deaths. President Trump is thinking about putting what he called a very powerful hold on U.S. funds to the World Health Organization. WHO has at times disagreed with what the president has done, including initially his ban on persons flying in from certain hotspots in China.
We fund it. Take a look. I mean, go through step by step. They said there's no big deal, there's no big problem, there's no nothing.
WHO is a United Nations agency that accused Mr. Trump of bias with the various flight bans imposed and felt they were done too late and would have limited effect. From Goldman Sachs and Bank of America on down, 10 executives from top lending firms were hooked by video conference into the Oval Office. President Trump wanted to hear how the Paycheck Protection Program is going since opening for loan applications Friday. The president saying as much as $70 billion worth of potentially forgivable loans are already approved out of a total of $350 billion sent by Congress.
We're in talks to supplement the fund and do more money, so it's that's the way it's moving.
Already, a 250,000 small and medium-sized employers have applied, all with a pledge to keep workers on the payroll. The president continues targeting inspectors general with the announcement the Pentagon's top watchdog has been demoted. That has a trickle-down effect on efforts to oversee the $2 trillion relief package. The Pentagon is involved in many of the coronavirus relief efforts, including setting up emergency hospitals. President Trump has removed the acting Defense Department Inspector General from the post, which automatically means Glenn Fine can no longer be chair of the Special Pandemic Response Accountability Committee. Fine was selected by the other inspectors general on the panel that's supposed to keep watch of the $2 trillion relief package a couple weeks ago. No reason given by the White House for removing Fine from the top IG position auditing the Pentagon. He reverts to a deputy inspector general. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Yeah, they rolled out this the trillions and trillions of dollars in these bills quickly, but it looks like actually getting those to Americans, those dollars, may take longer. I mean, we're within, at least Treasury Secretary Mnuchin saying, within 2 weeks of having those one-time checks or one-time deposits go into bank accounts that are already linked through to the federal government. If you're waiting on a paper check, they'll start that in May, and they'll start with the lowest income and go to the highest income in the window with that. But that means, by the metrics here, they've got to send out, I think, 100 million checks to Americans. Wow. It could be as late as early September that those last checks go out.
That's unbelievable.
And also the questions surrounding the SBA loans on this, the EIDL loans, these are all critical for American businesses. You were reading some stats a second ago that were pretty sobering.
Yeah, so a new poll out from the Financial Times and the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, they polled likely voters and found that 73% of Americans say the pandemic has reduced their family income. 48% say they'd be without any income if they were unable to work because of illness. And then to show how widespread the economic impact has become, almost as many families making more than $100,000 a year reported a hit to their income, 71%, as those making less than $50,000 a year, which is at 74%. So it's hitting everyone at this point.
That is for sure. We'll talk more about that coming up, and also hear your stories on the text line and the phone line at 343-0106. News 5 is next.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When I was born, I got lucky. A gift, if you will. My early life was really hard for many reasons, but at the time, it really didn't seem all that hard. I had a close relationship with my brothers and sister and loads of friends. Those days of desperation and poverty led me to my job today, representing the people, not the powerful. But my job is really not a job because I never considered it work. In many ways, it's more like a public service. Now, as I age, I get to look back at all the cases and all the people and all the trials. And the best part is when I get to see you all out and about. When I pray before I sleep, I thank God for the gift I received at birth, the genuine love I have for people, all people. Maybe that's why my work never seemed like work to me. When I was born, I got lucky. I got to meet all of you. Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com. Dial pound law on your cell.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting nearly 2,200 cases of COVID-19 in the state with 64 deaths. With limited testing available, 202 people have tested positive in Mobile County. 8 people have died. There are 42 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County has now reported 10 cases, while Washington County is reporting 7. Austell is working to protect its employees after a second worker tested presumptive positive for COVID-19. Mobile's largest industrial employer says the employee has not been back at work since the middle of March. Mobile police officers will be allowed to give you a ticket if you violate the city's curfew. This comes after the city council voted on the ordinance yesterday. You can receive a $100 ticket the first time you get caught. If you're caught violating that curfew again, you will receive a $200 ticket. Essential workers are the only ones allowed to go out after 10 p.m. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
722 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. As spring sports continue to wait for the coronavirus pandemic to fade away before they resume their seasons, everyone's attention is turning to football and whether or not the college and pro seasons will start on time. Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy said yesterday that his goal is to get back on the field by May the 1st.
We need to get back to playing football for a variety of reasons, if the medical people say we can. We don't need to let 1 or 2 months take that away from us. There's too many people that are relying on it.
Gundy told reporters he hopes that tests for COVID-19 will be available in a few weeks to clear both employees and players. Following Gundy's comments, Oklahoma State issued a statement saying that the decision about when to bring the football team back together would not be up to Gundy. Athletic Director Mike Holder also declined to back Gundy's timeline, saying in a statement, May 1st seems a little ambitious. Meanwhile, North Carolina head coach Mack Brown told Paul Feinbaum yesterday that he does not think college football will be played if fans cannot attend.
I don't think it's safe. If it's not safe for fans, it's not safe for players. They're going to be right next to each other. I mean, they're going to be hitting each other in the mouth and breathing on each other for 3.5-4 hours. So I just don't see that working either way.
Brown also shot down the idea of starting the 2020 season early in June or postponing it until next spring. Penn State Vice President of Athletic Operations Sandy Barber said that football programs would likely need around 60 days to prepare for a season once restrictions are lifted. 724 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. Coming up, check in with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, for a rainy forecast, but we could use the rain. That's coming up. We'll check in with Larry Kirby from LCM and the passing of an American music legend from COVID-19. We'll get to that coming up in just a minute. Right now, time to check tax tips brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Like most years, the tax filing deadline is April 15th. If you can't file your return by then, you can ask the IRS for an automatic extension. Filing that paperwork gives you 6 extra months until October 15th to file your tax return, no questions asked. But be sure to meet that deadline. After that, the IRS isn't willing to extend the due date. Failing to file your paperwork or request for extra time can result in big fines. Penalties can be worth thousands of dollars. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers not working any new accidents. We do have a minor fender bender still in the middle of the roadway clearing off of southbound 65 between 45 and Moffitt Road without injuries. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne at Tillman's Corner is offering delivery through the waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well. Perfect for lunch today. Fried pickles and cheese sticks and more starting at $5. Call 345-9544 in Mobile. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
726 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Wonder if any of y'all have you gone to the stores now that they're reduced to 20% capacity? I wonder what kind of lines are forming, or people just not going out to the stores with that. We've got we went from 100% to 40% now. Mayor Stimson says 20% of capacity in these stores. And I've seen it at local stores. They kind of do a clicker: how many people in, how many people out.
I haven't been in one since they knocked down the restriction to 20%. I'm interested in knowing someone who has, though.
Yeah, y'all can hit us up on the text line 343-0106. At a big loss, and we reported last week that John Prine was hospitalized with conditions with COVID-19, and he has now passed away. Rolling Stone writes, John Prine, who for five decades wrote rich, plain-spoken songs that chronicled the struggles and stories of everyday working people and changed the face of American roots music, died Tuesday at Nashville's Vanderbilt University Medical Center at age 73. The cause was complications related to COVID-19, according to his family. Prine, who left behind an extraordinary body of folk country classics, was hospitalized last month after the sudden onset of COVID-19 symptoms and was placed in intensive care for 13 days. Prine's wife and manager, Fiona, announced on March 17th he had tested positive for the virus after they had returned from a European tour. So think about how long he had been fighting that. As a songwriter, he was admired by some of the biggest names: Bob Dylan, Kris Kristofferson, and others. Known for his ability to mine seemingly ordinary experiences, he wrote his classics as a mailman in Maywood, Illinois, for revelatory songs that covered a full spectrum of the human experience. There's Hello in there, about the devastating loneliness of an elderly couple. Sam Stone, of course, portrait of a drug-addicted Vietnam soldier suffering from PTSD. And Paradise, an ode to his parents' strip-mined hometown of Paradise, Kentucky. This is a big loss for so many out there. And the John Steinbeck, I always would say, of music writing, songwriting. John Prine dead at age 73. And we're coming right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting nearly 2,200 cases of COVID-19 in the state, with 64 deaths. With limited testing available, 202 people have tested positive in Mobile County. 8 people have died. There are 42 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County has now reported 10 cases, while Washington County is reporting 7.
Austell is working to protect its employees after a second worker tested presumptive positive for COVID-19. Mobile's largest industrial employer says the employee has not been back at work since the middle of March. Mobile police officers will be allowed to give you a ticket if you violate the city's curfew. This comes after the city council voted on the ordinance yesterday. You can receive a $100 ticket the first time you get caught. If you're caught violating that curfew again, you will receive a $200 ticket. Essential workers are the only ones allowed to go out after 10 p.m. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Crime never takes a break. As you well know, with all the threats in our world today, it'd be a great idea to check out the safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes in Mobile and D'Iberville. No matter what you need to protect from theft or fire, they've got the right Liberty Safe at just the right price. And starting today, for a limited time, any safe over $1,500 will be delivered absolutely free, ground floor up to 50 miles. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, call ahead for store hours or go to mwliberty.com to place your order. It's service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Report coronavirus update. 800 fatalities yesterday in New York City, but Mayor Bill de Blasio says New Yorkers are doing their part to help stem the tide.
To the extent we've got something going the right direction, it's because New Yorkers actually followed the guidance and they are helping everyone else make progress.
Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley resigned a day after audio revealed when addressing the ship's crew. He called the ousted commander of the USS Roosevelt stupid. Correspondent Ryan Brown reads from a portion of Modley's resignation letter.
They deserve better. The crew deserved a lot more empathy and a lot less lecturing.
Some on board had coronavirus. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has spent a second night in intensive care as his condition remains stable while fighting coronavirus. Johnson is reportedly receiving oxygen, but still does not require a ventilator. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. The nation's top securities regulator says public companies should disclose to shareholders whether they plan to tap coronavirus-related bailout funds from the federal government. Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman Jay Clayton says investors are thirsting for information about how the pandemic has affected companies' earnings power and their need for capital. The devastation wrought by COVID-19 across the developed world is cutting into the financial lifelines for people in Latin America, Africa, and Asia. The World Bank estimates a record $529 billion was transferred to developing countries through official channels in 2018. With industry shut down, many earners can no longer afford to send their monthly $50, $100, or $200 to Honduras, Somalia, or India. Crude oil up 90 cents at $24.53 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures moderately higher after stocks closed slightly lower yesterday. And that's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, 73 when we got started this morning, and here warmed up for sure since yesterday.
Yeah, definitely, and it's going to warm up to the 80s today. We got the 78 yesterday. We could get up as high as 85 this afternoon. Now, there is a slight chance of rain. We could see a shower or possibly a thunderstorm develop this afternoon. But our best chance for some sunshine will be during the afternoon hours. Now, tonight, we're in for another warm night, low around 70 under partly cloudy skies. We could see some fog develop after midnight. And then tomorrow, again, a slight chance of a shower, and even warmer tomorrow, up to 88 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. Now, after that, we're going to see some showers move in tomorrow night as a cold front reaches the Gulf Coast. And that's going to bring us some cooler temperatures on Friday. Instead of 80s, we're going to see a high of about 72. And we might see a shower during the early morning hours. So Friday, we're going to see gradual clearing and some cooler temperatures. And as for the weekend, well, on Saturday, we'll start out okay in the morning. But then showers are going to move in the afternoon. And that's basically due to a warm front that's going to be moving onshore. And so look for showers Saturday night and showers on Sunday. Sunday we will get into the low 80s, but expect some showers and also a few thunderstorms. And then another cold front comes in. And we'll see clearing skies on Monday and lower humidity. So our best chance for rain over the next few days is going to be tomorrow night and then Saturday night and Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, you mentioned showers and thunderstorms. What about any other severe weather associated with this?
Yeah, there's the possibility that tomorrow night, with a few thunderstorms around, we could see one or two of them become severe, some strong gusty winds. And then again, for Saturday night and Sunday, also the possibility that we could see a few severe thunderstorms developing in the area. But most of it will be in the form of showers.
All right, Dr. Bill, and our 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, we've talked about that for quite a while, but if somebody had yet to pick one up and now they're sheltering in place or staying at home, how do they get a copy?
Yeah, the 2020 Almanac is online, and you can get into it with MobileWeatherAlmanac.com. That's MobileWeatherAlmanac.com.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
74 now at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. And the new numbers from ADPH are in, and they continue to climb.
Yeah, they just updated the numbers a few minutes ago. 2,229 confirmed cases in Alabama at this point. 48 now have confirmed have been confirmed that they've died from COVID-19. 18,982 total tests, which is up about 4,000 from yesterday. 314 hospitalizations in the state since March the 13th. Now, looking at the counties here and around us, 221 total confirmed cases in Mobile County with 7 deaths, 43 cases in Baldwin County with 1 death, 7 cases in Washington County with 1 death, 10 cases in Clark County, 5 in Monroe, 3 in Escambia, 6 in Choctaw, 2 in Conecuh, and 13 cases now in Wilcox County.
All right, those numbers will keep you up to date on mornings and middays and throughout the day here at FM Talk 106.5. Also at fmtalk1065.com, we've got the online opinion poll question there. I'd love to hear from you. When do you think things will start getting back to normal? And we did leave it open-ended because normal may be different to different folks, but it will never be the same. There'll always be the scar of what's going on right now on this country. But back to normal where you're going back to work, kids can visit with their friends, you can shake hands with a neighbor, those kind of things. When do you think that starts getting back to normal? Right now, your choices are May, June, July, August, fall, winter, 2020, and 2021. Majority of votes are May. So some positivity there. 40% of y'all think May gets back to normal. 30% say June. 5% say July. 15% say August, which is key for Dalton because that's college football. Fall, winter, 2020, 0%, and 10% of y'all say 2021. You can vote online, front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. We'll check in with Kane for traffic coming up, and also Larry Kirby from LCM.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Adam Chronister, CEO of Pelican Point Advisors, makers of software that drives the profitability of small business. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
The Roberts Brothers Charitable Fund is a nonprofit program that provides financial and emotional support for Gulf Coast families that have endured the loss of a child. The Charitable Fund gives Roberts Brothers the chance to give back to our community. Visit robertsbrotherscharity.com for more information and to donate today.
Adam's inspiration for Pelican Point Advisors began, guess where? Fishing off of Pelican Point. The initial goal was to create a software package for dentists to help them build their practice's profitability. Adam realized that the issues dentists were facing were not unique to dentists, but were small business issues, and he's since modified the software to accommodate all types of small business and has sold it to CPAs as a part of the CPA industry's new consultative approach. And his life since the COVID-19 epidemic? Nearly unchanged since he works from home and his entire workforce is remote. There's something to learn here. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this because just like you, we have what it takes.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
7:42, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Jeff Poore is going to join us a little after 8 o'clock this morning, and of course, we're turning up your voice at 343-0106. But y'all say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM, and Larry, I've been spending even more time than normal on your website lately. It looks great.
Yes, we got a great selection of trucks. I know that's your favorite, so we got a great selection. And we sold numerous trucks over the last week, but we got some more in, so we're still pretty well balanced. You know, if you saw, we got F-150s, we got Z71s, we got Tundras, we got Rams. So we got a tremendous selection of trucks.
You do, and you have a lot of different price points, whether somebody's looking for that everyday driver, that really sharp, low-mile vehicle, or they're like looking for a farm truck or a beater or a hunting camp truck. You got those, too.
We got all the above. Like I said, we got a lot of trucks under $10,000, four-wheel drive and two-wheel drive. So we had a great selection there. Plus, we got them all the way up to $38,000.
All right. Give us directions to come check out those trucks and all the other vehicles at LCM.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at LCMMotorCars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. And just side note, too, you go look through the website, look at the different trucks I've been studying. Mm-hmm. Check how many of them are tuned to FM Talk 106.5. Just saying. Just saying. It's an additional plus. It comes preset to FM Talk 106.5 on your digital radio.
I love it. Then I don't have to change the channel.
That's a good thing. So check it out. LCM, good folks there. And more local businesses as we feature local businesses like we've done, seemingly every day here. We continue to do that as the fight against coronavirus is won on a healthcare front. It's also, let me point out again, it's a mental health care issue as well, and it's going to be going forward, but also one where small businesses are working their tails off to stay in business. So when this turns around, and I love the spirit of the people on the text line, hopefully by May it turns around, people can get right back into this economy and get things moving like we were before. Because remember, I've been saying it for weeks and weeks and weeks, the fundamentals of the economy are not different. This is not like stock market collapse. It's not like 07. there wasn't, the economy is doing just fine. The virus is the issue. You take the virus away from it, it seems like Americans are still in the mood to spend. I mean, they're doing it right now. You look at the, now people might be buying more toilet paper, hand sanitizer, and booze right now, but you get back to a normal economy, and I think people are ready to get right back into it.
Yeah, and it seems like, and you know, I'm inexperienced as far as investing goes, but if you look at the stock market, I feel like you can kind of gauge the optimism of America with the stock market day to day. When it's kind of up, it seems like maybe we'll get through this a little bit quicker, or a little bit more quickly than we thought. And then when we have big drops, it's usually when you see the models change and show that we're going to have to fight this and be on lockdown for a little bit longer. But hey, I'm right there with everyone on the text line and voting in the online opinion poll. I'm as optimistic as possible here, hoping we can get back to some semblance of normal by May or June.
And we've been featuring also in the good news those folks that are making big donations to help out their communities and their nation. I mean, think about Drew Brees and what he and his wife have done for folks in Louisiana, which you talk about the front line of the fight against coronavirus. Louisiana is absolutely it. And seeing this one yesterday, CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, steps up with his donation to the fight against coronavirus. How much did Dorsey come off of?
He announced on Twitter, his website, yesterday that he is donating $1 billion.
How many?
$1 billion.
Billion.
With a B. He said that's about 28% of his wealth, which I think we'd all
nice,
like to be.
Nice to have it piled up like that. Like, I can, yeah, here's a billion. I can still make ends meet.
Seriously, but still, 28% of his wealth is nothing to sneer at, that he's donating
not.
That. And I like what he said, he's donating it to Smart Small LLC, which I believe either he started or someone close to him started. And he said the reason why it's going to Start Small LLC is so that all the transfer sales and grants will be made public in a tracking sheet. It's all going to fight COVID-19, but he's
but we'll be able to see how it's being used.
That's exactly right.
That's very Jack Dorsey of him.
Yeah.
All right, well, hats off to him on that for sure. 7:46, we'll be checking in with Dalton for sports coming up in just a second. Also, headlines from WKRG.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, The Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting nearly 2,200 cases of COVID-19 in the state with 64 deaths. With limited testing available, 202 people have tested positive in Mobile County. 8 people have died. There are 42 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County has now reported 10 cases, while Washington County is reporting 7. Austell is working to protect its employees after a second worker tested presumptive positive for COVID-19. Mobile's largest industrial employer says the employee has not been back at work since the middle of March. Mobile police officers will be allowed to give you a ticket if you violate the city's curfew. This comes after the city council voted on the ordinance yesterday. You can receive a $100 ticket the first time you get caught. If you're caught violating that curfew again, you will receive a $200 ticket. Essential workers are the only ones allowed to go out after 10 p.m. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Hi folks, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. Given the unprecedented changes in our community, we've adapted here at the dealership to accommodate you, our Kobe family. We are now offering remote delivery services for your next Kobe Subaru purchase. From evaluating your trade at your home to finding the payment that fits your budget, we can do it all virtually or over the phone. In addition to remote delivery services, Kobe Subaru is now offering 0% for up to 63 months on select new 2020 Subaru models with
90 days until your first payment. To take advantage of our remote delivery services, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com or give us a call at 478-5000. I assure you that our staff is following CDC guidelines, and each part of your vehicle purchase process will be conducted with professionalism as well as dedication to your safety. And remember, folks, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Good morning, 10 till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. As spring sports continue to wait for the coronavirus pandemic to fade away before they resume their seasons, everyone's attention's turning to football and whether or not the college and pro seasons will start on time. Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy said yesterday his goal is to get back on the field by May the 1st.
We need to get back to playing football for a variety of reasons, if the medical people say we can. We don't need to let 1 or 2 months take that away from us. There's too many people that are relying on it.
Gundy told reporters he hopes that tests for COVID-19 will be available in a few weeks to clear both employees and players. Following Gundy's comments, Oklahoma State issued a statement saying that the decision about when to bring the football team back together would not be up to Gundy. Athletic Director Mike Holder also declined to back Gundy's timeline, saying in a statement, May 1st seems a little ambitious. Meanwhile, North Carolina head coach Mac Brown told Paul Feinbaum yesterday that he does not think college football will be played if fans cannot attend.
I don't think it's safe. If it's not safe for fans, it's not safe for players. They're going to be right next to each other. I mean, they're going to be hitting each other in the mouth and breathing on each other for 3.5-4 hours. So, I just don't see that working either way.
Brown also shot down the idea of starting the 2020 season early in June or postponing it until next spring.
I heard people start talking about let's play in June because it's hotter. Well, we're not going to be ready to play in June. So that's ridiculous. I've heard some say let's move it back to spring. Well, then you're looking at scenarios about what about the draft? Will your seniors not want to play because the draft's in April and you're playing football games?
Penn State Vice President of Athletic Operations Sandy Barber said the football programs would likely need around 60 days to prepare for a season once restrictions are lifted. Nike's helping in the fight against COVID-19. Yesterday, the company announced its factories are pivoting to make full-face shields and powered air-purifying respirator lenses to help healthcare workers in need. Nike explained it's repurposing collar padding from shoes, cords from apparel like bags, and the plastic used to make the brand's signature air soles to make the face shields. Nike says the first shipment was sent to Oregon Health and Science on Friday, and the Swoosh isn't the only athletic company helping in the fight. New Balance said last week they hope to make at least 100,000 masks a week. 752 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect isolated showers today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 70. And tomorrow, isolated showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. In 1984, our founding principles were to provide a quality product, build quality relationships, and invest in our employees and community. That's who we are today. We specialize in remodeling and new construction in commercial and industrial applications, restaurants, professional offices, churches, and retail. Your success as a client is our mission, building legacies one relationship at a time. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com.
Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Already finding traffic now from Government and Pleasant Valley. Seeing a little bit of backup, so watch your speed there. Also by the interstate, Dolphin Street, Moffitt, and Spring Hill. You've got the radar southbound 65 just north of Moffitt where they had the accident. It's out of the roadway. Wreckers on the scene. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile. Still open for business and ready to serve you. Just shop online at springhilltoyota.com and they can deliver. Even complete all the paperwork online. Call 450-1000. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
talking with my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And of course, you know his company for doing great work at some of the greatest residential properties in Mobile and Baldwin County. But Sid, y'all do that at commercial properties as well.
Yeah, we really take the principles from our high-end residential maintenance services, and we take those to the commercial setting. High-end customer service. You know, we always have folks there that you can communicate with. We try to communicate very well before and after or during the service. And it's really about the detail work as well. So we take those principles from our residential aspects and bring it to your property at your business. And really, they go hand in hand.
Yeah, that best first impression when somebody comes to your home, you want that same thing for your business.
That's right. You just want it to be looking its best for your customers or your team members.
All right. So if we're calling you about our house or even our business, how do we get in touch with you?
Well, find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. You can DM us there, or you can look us up online at sextonlandscapes.com.
755 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. On the way, Jeff Poor joining Dalton and me. Also, we'll get your calls and text at 343-0106. This is interesting. Quick turnaround here from the Attorney General, because I saw a couple different municipalities in the state talking about helping out small business through funds they had at a government level. Maybe incentive funds. Listen, this is from our news partners at WKRG. The story here says, efforts to do more at a local level for small business received a setback Tuesday when Attorney General Steve Marshall sent out a letter saying cities and counties cannot use economic development laws to provide grants or loans to small businesses. Marshall said, unlike public incentives for industrial projects, a loan program would, quote, merely confer a private benefit and not serve a public purpose, end quote. So this is an interesting nuance. If you think about the money we use to incentivize whomever, whatever big store coming in here, you know, cities and counties were saying, hey, we could use that money. AG says no, because it's you're just confirming a, conferring a private benefit. AG's office provided its opinion following a request from Mobile County Commission, which has been considering a program to give grants or loans to small businesses during the suffering during the coronavirus pandemic. Marshall, however, said, quote, grants, loans, interest payments, and other similar awards to private businesses for the sole reason of keeping the business operating would not be constitutional. The letter continued saying, using entities such as the Chamber of Commerce or private banks as pass-throughs to facilitate expenditures does not change this. A federal initiative called the Paycheck Protection Program is designed to keep workers at small companies on the payroll during the crisis. It also has been allocated $350 billion in funds, which, by the way, will end up at some point running out. That's why so many small businesses are making sure we're in the queue for that money. Now they're talking another $250 billion could be added to the program, at least according to the chatter out of Washington. Also, President Trump speaking on this. And also in the front here, we saw, what was it, Logan's?
Yeah, Logan's Roadhouse has ended up firing all the employees they had initially furloughed nationally, and they may not reopen restaurants, according to some of the latest headlines.
Y'all keep supporting your local small businesses. Keep buying local. Let's keep our businesses open and going through this battle against coronavirus, and we'll all be better on the other side. 757, Jeff Poor next.